and a flag down.
It's a big play with about six and a half minutes.
6.5 to go in the ball game. What a game.
20 to 24 still.
Well, Randy Miller called this one for us early before the game even started. He said, guys, if it's close in the third quarter, it's going to be a ball game. And he's right.
Well, they've been pretty well matched the whole game.
So it'll be first and 15 for Mayville. And the ball marched back to about the 18-yard line. Wildcats over the ball. Receivers split wide out. Hogue and Leffler. And quarterback keeper again for Hogue.
Stopped by 63, Frank Duda, the junior. For loss.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I don't think Hogue wants to carry the ball too much anymore tonight. He has really taken a beating by the Warriors. Yeah, slow to get back to that huddle, rubbing his arms and his legs and kind of half limping.
Yeah, he's been taken out of the game a couple times now.
81, Jeffrey Frost in for the Mayville Wildcats. So it'll bring up a second down and 15 for Mayville. But they're knocking right on the door. Ball's back again on about the 18-yard line in North Huron. There's the play, inside handoff to Leffler, breaks some tackles, and in for a Mayville Wildcat score. Well, that's the play we've seen. Went from being about a third of the night to now about a half of the night, that same exact play. At some point, you just put that linebacker on Leffler, and you say, you don't do anything, but you hit that guy. Yep. 5:29 to go here, and Mayville now on top by 10.
Up by 10, 5.5. One for the extra points.
Wildcats break out of the huddle, split the receivers, same formation as we've had all night, and the same play. Hand off to the inside to Leffler, and for the extra point. Extra point is good as Leffler runs it in with 5:29 to go here in the ball game. Wildcats now on top, 32-20. We'll take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after this.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City Store now has convenience lumber such as 2x4 and 4x4s, OSB board, shingles, nails, and decking screws, bag fertilizers, grass and garden seed, and other lawn and garden supplies. And, of course, you can order any of your lumber needs for delivery to the Cass City Store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Co-op Grain Company is open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Back at Warrior Field, kickoff taken from the 40-yard line. Kickoff drives right up the middle in and out of the hands of the Warriors. Picked up and taken down to about the 30-yard line. So it'll be Warriors first and 10 on their 30-yard line with 5:19 to go here in the ball game. Wildcats on top by 12. Going to the air, and just a little short on the pass. Pass intended for 82, Alex Shornack. Was out there about the 46-yard line, and that pass came up about 5 yards short.
And Mayville's keeping their quarterback out there. That was 12, Jaron Hogue.
They might want to keep running that play because the defensive back there, number 12, Jared Hogue, is the quarterback that's roughed up. And that time on that last play, you know, they spotted the right call. Alex Shornack did get past that defender. If that had been a good long pass, I mean, he'd have been off for a touchdown. So the Warriors decide to carry the ball up the middle and might pick up a couple yards. That'll bring up a third down and about seven. Here's a must-have for North Huron. Out of the I formation. Pitch, bad pitch. Oh, in and out of the hands, but Adrian Tibbetts got a hand on it. Good thing he could pull that in. That pitch was behind Adrian Tibbetts.
It was Damiani on the play, too. Number 74, Mayville, the junior, who had some good awareness of what was going on.
Shramsky took the snap out of the shotgun, turned to the right side to pitch it out to Adrian Tibbetts, and pitched it about 2 yards behind him. Tibbetts reached back with one hand, got it, and pulled it in. I don't even know how he got to pull it in. That should have been a North Huron fumble and maybe a score.
He's held on to it.
We're going to go back to the air.
Big pass.
Shramsky throwing it way up in the air, and everybody bouncing around, and it's not going to go anywhere. That was kind of a just a Hail Mary, lean back and throw it up in the air.
Well, we got first down.
First and down, first 10 for Mayville.
Well, that was a risky play, but rain's picking up again. Stop for about 10 minutes. It's back with 4 minutes left. Mayville up 32 at the ball, 220.
I'm kind of missing these outside runs that they were running with Mike Craig, number 19, all night long was working. And we haven't seen it in some time.
No, we went to the air.
And here's the same thing with Loeffler. Breaks it up the middle, Zach Loeffler.
Yep.
Close to another score. As he's going to take it down to about the 15-yard line. That'll bring up a second down in four. And it looks like it's close to about the North Huron 7-yard line with 3:44 to go here in the ball game. And the rain comes down.
Yeah, said that a few times tonight.
Mayville with the ball. Hand off again to the inside to Loeffler. Picking up, still on his feet, and is going to be close to a touchdown, but just a yard or two short. But enough for a first down for Mayville. So it'll be first and goal for Mayville with 3:20 to go here in the ball game.
And a North Huron player limping off the field here.
I think that's 63, Frank Duda.
Yeah, he's the one who made the tackle, but must have got landed on pretty hard by the entire other team to follow the tackle.
Frank Duda out, 88, Quinn Duda in. It'll be first and six, first and goal to go for Mayville. What do you want to guess that they handed off to Loeffler on the inside, or just Hope keeps it and runs it to the left?
Bet you a pulled pork sandwich.
Okay. Well, what do you know? Give me that sandwich, huh?
They get it in.
And that's the play they run. Again, the inside handoff all night long to Zach Loeffler.
Yep.
Loeffler picks up about 4 yards on that surprise carry. That'll bring second down and two on the 2-yard line. So second goal with 2:30 to go here in the ball game. Mayville having a strong fourth quarter, 32-20 the score. And right now with the ball on the 2-yard line. Hogue out of the shotgun. We'll keep it. Loeffler is the lead blocker. And good stop short there. Good goal line stand there by the North Huron Warriors front four. Just back to the line of scrimmage there and, well, picked up one. It'll be third down and one. Third and goal for Mayville with 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Well, earlier in the same position, here's the one that where they ran that pass and they just kind of lobbed it up to the corner of the end zone. Let's see what happens. Hogue's back in the shotgun. Nope, going to keep it and take Loeffler as a lead blocker. Needed a yard and a Mayville touchdown. So the Wildcats put six more on the board on that short carry. Quarterback keep off the right side, Jared Hogue. Zach Loeffler out as the lead blocker.
Put him up 18 with a minute 36 to play.
Mayville just having a strong fourth quarter. North Huron was in control in the first half. Pretty well evened up